What an exciting start Mike Oldfield with In Dulce Jubilo has given us to our Christmas programme. I'm Peter Francis, and together with my good friend and colleague David Liscombe, we wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas. This programme is brought to you by the production team of Your Five for today. Let's listen to a more traditional carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and King's College Choir, Cambridge.
Thank you.
It's absolutely amazing how quickly Christmas comes round every year. For some of us, Christmas is the happiest time of the year. For others, Christmas is the saddest. It all depends on how you feel about your circumstances in life. All too often, we tend to associate happiness and joy with money and material possessions as opposed to what it is that really constitutes true happiness and genuine joy. Most people look forward to Christmas. Some look forward to the day after. It all depends on how commercialized we as individuals want to make it. We know that the commercial aspect of Christmas generates the excitement of anticipation, especially in children. Yet there are children who would not experience this excitement were it not for the good-hearted people who contribute in some small way to help every child have a Merry Christmas. As we participate in the traditions of the Christmas season, decorated trees, bright lights, parties, family get-togethers, gift-giving and receiving, Christmas plays and concerts, caroling, and all the rest. There is one word in the English language that to me describes what I wish for everyone to experience as a result of all that we see and hear and do during the Christmas season. That word is joy. So let's listen to Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays, stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, draws us through the Son of Man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
The Gospel of Luke gives the most detailed story of the birth of Christ, and also the most detailed prescription for joy. Luke wants us to see that the story of the world meeting Jesus in the flesh is a story of the world finally finding full joy in God. It begins with the birth of John the Baptist. The angel said to Zechariah, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you'll call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great before the Lord. He will go before him to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him." So even before Jesus was born, the message was a message of joy. Through his angel, the Lord promised that people would rejoice at the birth of John because he would pave the way for the Christ. Let's listen to Josh Groban singing, "Angels We Have Heard on High."
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria, let us sing
in excelsis Deo,
in excelsis Deo.
When the Bible speaks of joy, the use of that word is the best our English language can do to describe that which is humanly unspeakable, God's gift of love to the world. Luke chapter 2 tells us, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. The joy spoken of here is a divine blessing, not a human feeling. Luke is telling us that the promise made to Abraham that through his seed all the world would be blessed has been fulfilled. Luke is telling us that God's eternal love has been revealed in human history in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son and our Saviour. God's gift to the world is God's joy to the world. So let's listen to that very song from Pentatonix with their unique version. Without saying, there's a lot of turmoil in our world today, and we know that the threat of terrorism is very real. On a personal level, more often than not, there's a lot of uncertainty as to our own individual futures. Despite all the turmoil and uncertainty, in our world and in our lives, Christians can still feel good about the gift of joy that has come into the world. In fact, I prefer to think of the joy that is ours in the same way that the angel put it, great joy. Why was the good news great joy? The answer to that question is one thing that Christians, Jews, and most other religions agree on, that the human race is in need of a deliverer. In particular, someone to deliver us from the curse of sin that has invaded the world. Here's Carrie Underwood with the first Noel.
Thank you. the first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep.
I don't know about you, but I enjoy poems, particularly ones about Christmas, and this is one I came across recently. In heaven above, before time had begun, the will of the Father concerning the Son was to send him from heaven to this world below, so that people from this earth to heaven might go. Now you might be wondering the reason and why we preach about Jesus and heaven when you die. It's because we've a problem, it's common to all. It started with Adam, his sin, and the fall. For in the beginning, God, Adam, did form. The world was quite perfect, no wrong was the norm. But sadly we know now that this all was to go. In Adam's rebellion, our death, he did so. But in the word Christmas, does the name Christ appear? It's something you can't miss at this time of the year. It's all about Jesus and his birth long ago, so that you off to heaven at some stage might go. But it's not just the birthday of Jesus that's good. It's his suffering in death and his shedding of blood that purchased salvation so that you might be free and enjoy great salvation like many others and me. So as you reflect on this message of grace, will you consider the offer that God brings to this place? Your soul is important and life is not long, so turn from your sin and trust in God's Son. Here's the late, great Whitney Houston with a question for us. Do you hear what I hear? At the beginning of the programme, I told you that this was being brought to you by the production team of Your Five for Today. Now, if you don't know much about Your Five for Today, it's been going now for nearly 10 years, and we provide 5-minute inspirational, motivational messages with meaning for local radio stations. We've also transferred these messages onto our phone line, which is 015-542-53542. That's 015-542-53542. You can also hear these messages on your542day.com. com. So that's our message from our sponsors. So let's return to some music, which I'm sure will bring back many childhood memories to you all. It's Away in a Manger by Phil Wickham. What will transform the Christmas season into happy moments? Beneath the good food, parties and presents, every heart craves the warmth and security that comes from being with loved ones in a haven of plenty. You need look no further than the Christmas classics to see it's true. Consider the film It's a Wonderful Life. Why do people flock to watch it every holiday season? It's because in it, George Bailey's family and friends provide for him in his dire need, rescuing him from his impoverished, suicidal state. As his angel Clarence says, no man is a failure who has friends. In it, we see love, security, togetherness, plenty. What about A Christmas Carol and miserly Ebenezer Scrooge? The supernatural visitation by Jacob Marley and the three ghosts transforms this hard-hearted businessman into a joyful and benevolent man. He repents from his life of greed-filled isolation to reunite with his own family. He provides lavish gifts for the poor, and he even treats Tiny Tim as his own son. The result is a close-knit community. In it, Charles Dickens shows us love, security, togetherness, plenty. We love stories with these themes because in the end, true life promises these very things in Christ. The good news of the Christmas holiday season isn't ultimately found in sweet, fictional classics that comfort us for a few hours. The grand story of Christmas is that the Lord Jesus came to bring a people to himself and to give them a place free from sin to exult in his all-satisfying love. Before Christ, we could have only been children of wrath, whose only hope of belonging was to the Prince of Darkness. Isolation, rejection, and spiritual poverty were our destiny. We deserved nothing less. But our gracious God sent his Son to die for us, his enemies, so we might be accepted into his family. As Scripture so beautifully proclaims, "Those who are not my people, I will call my people, and those who are not beloved, I will call beloved." And in the very place where it was said to them, "You are not my people," there they will be called sons of the living God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit could have locked arms and enjoyed sweet communion together alone. But our God extended his hand of grace into this inhospitable world to give us his name and an eternal kingdom, so that one day we will know endless rest from sin, tears, and pain. In this we see and can have eternal love, eternal security, eternal togetherness, eternal plenty. So let's remember that the God of the universe gave up his own comfort and his own Son to make us who were his enemies his own children. And this is the message of Christmas.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows over all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing. And oh, its Babel ancient sounds, the blessed angels sing. Oh, you beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil among the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours, come swift on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road to hear the angels sing.
Authentic joy and true happiness is absolutely found in God's presence. When the angel Gabriel visited Mary to tell her that she was going to have a child and that he would be called Jesus, he also told her that her relative Elizabeth, in her old age, had also conceived a son. The Bible tells us that in those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judah. And she entered the house of Elizabeth and greeted her. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby in her womb leaped for joy. So we find that the presence of God certainly brings joy. We can have joy in the presence of God because He is God. We can have joy in the presence of God because His plans and promises are perfect. We can have joy in the presence of God because He's always good and works for our good always. We can have joy in the presence of God because He is a saving and merciful God. We can have joy in the presence of God because He loves us. The birth of Jesus Christ is not about fear, but faith. It is not about fear, but favour. It is not about fear, but fulfilment. Faith and favour and fulfilment all lead to joy. What is it about Jesus' birth that brings joy? Well, true joy comes when we base our lives on God's truths. We can trust Him with our lives and futures, and He can be trusted. Even when what is going on around us is rubbish or stressful, we can have joy because our lives need not be based on those things, but rather on God's truths, which are trustworthy and eternal. Jesus' birth means that the God of our faith is fulfilling His Old Testament promises for a Saviour. Jesus' birth means that salvation is come to all people through what He went through on the cross of Calvary. Jesus' birth means that the source of eternal life has come to offer us life with God forever. All of this is a gift from God that we've not earned. It's all based on His love and His grace. All of this gives us joy, which means we can be secure and happy in God through Christ, no matter what happens, because it is a gift, not dependent on our circumstances.
Bleak midwinter, I see wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow on snow had fallen, and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim rising in the air. Oh, only Mary in her worship the beloved with a mother's kiss. Mm-hmm. heaven and earth shall fall away when he comes to reign. What then can I give him, empty as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would know my heart. What then can I give him? I must give my heart. After
the birth of Jesus, the joy continued, because a bright star in the sky had marked his birth. Wise men in the east saw that star and travelled to find him. It was a few years after Jesus' birth that they finally find him, and finding him brings them nothing but joy. When they arrived in Jerusalem, the Bible says, "And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures. They offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." These wise men had travelled to find Jesus, and when they saw the star, they found Jesus. The emotion they feel is joy. In fact, the verses tell us that it is exceeding joy, joy overflowing. They find Jesus, and the actions they take, because their hearts are joyous, is worship. They fall down on their knees and know their place in creation as created beings who worshipped an infinite God. What better hymn for us to play now than "As with Gladness, Men of Old"?
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed the last hour and appreciated the songs and the thoughts about joy. I know I have. So, as we come to the end of our programme for another year, I trust and pray that you too will know the joy Christmas brings and its true meaning. A very happy and a prosperous Christmas to you all, and a happy new year. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.